In polar regions, where the magnetic field is weakest, auroras glow in the sky. These dazzling displays of colored lights form when solar particles slam into gases in our atmosphere, causing them to glow. The stronger the solar wind, the more dramatic the auroras. Although beautiful, they're a sign of the ferocious battle between our magnetosphere and the invading stream of solar radiation.
No magnetic field. Face on radiation all across the planet.
But scientists have made an alarming discovery. Face-on radiation is hitting Earth. Out here, in the Atlantic Ocean, just off the coast of Brazil, sits a region with a rapidly weakening magnetic field. It's known as the South Atlantic Anomaly. It's around 3 million square miles and growing. Every day, cosmic radiation reaches closer to the Earth's surface. We don't fully understand the origin of this anomaly, but the consequences could be dire. NASA scientists monitor the anomaly's impact on technology.
The combination of the energetic particles found in the South Atlantic Anomaly, as well as new particles being injected there by solar storms, you know, have resulted in many total failures of communication spacecraft.
Satellites can be permanently damaged when they pass over the anomaly. Vital instruments on the billion-dollar Hubble Space Telescope have to be shut down for protection when it enters the area. As the magnetic field continues to weaken over the South Atlantic, radiation is reaching increasingly lower altitudes and could start to affect more than just technology. Professor Peter Olson believes air passengers will be the first at risk.
If you happen to take a long commercial jet flight, you would be flying through regions where the magnetic field is weak, and possibly at that altitude, increased radiation would impact the airplane.